Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Pat Crawford. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting third. The center fielder, Nick Culp. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Hod Ford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Frey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Benny Frey. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Teachout. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bud Teachout. And now, play ball. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nick Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Kyler moves to second. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Gooch and he is out, Cuccinello applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Blair applying the tag. Two outs. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Gooch and he is out, DeRocher applying the tag. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-1 in the game. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. English hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel who is chasing the ball. English reaches third base with a triple. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crawford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup is 0-for-1 in the game. Culup takes first base on ball 4. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a pop-up beyond third. Bell can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Culup moves to third. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is one for one in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is one for one in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullup throws the ball into Ford, who tags Bell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 1 in the game. Durocher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 2 in the game. Crawford hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout is 0 for 1 in the game. Teachout hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cullup. Teachout reaches second base with a double. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Teachout moves to third. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel strikes out. One out. Nick Cullup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullup is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teachout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ford misplays the ball. That's an error on Ford. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor bunts in front of the plate. Gooch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Cubs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hot Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gooch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-2 in the game. Durocher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Teachout hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair bunts towards first. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first, with Ford covering, for the out. Teachout moves to second. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. English hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Teachout moves to third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ford fields it and throws to second for the out. Teachout scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crawford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Stripp pinch hits for Benny Frey. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp strikes out. One out. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-3 in the game. Crawford hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-3 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eparixi now pitching. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a pop-up towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bell takes first base on ball four. Hartnett moves to second. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Teachout hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first, with Rixey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Culup hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heilman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evar Swanson pinch hits for Johnny Gooch. Pat Malone now pitching. Kurt Walker pinch hits for Evar Swanson. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Callahan pinch hits for Leo DeRocher. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.